Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
And I want to share with you this morning a message that the Lord put in my heart last night. If you will open your Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I was told that today is somebody's birthday. Jackie, happy birthday. Amen. May the Lord bless you with more and more. How many know we serve a good God? Amen. How many are excited to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Being in the house of God is always a blessing, church. Don't ever see the house of the Lord as a burden, but a blessing. But in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, I want to share with you the topic of my message. My message is when you are dedicated to the Lord. When you're dedicated to the Lord. And I'm going to read quite a few passages. Just follow me through. And let the Spirit of the Lord speak to you. Open your hearts. Open your minds. And let God do the work. But in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1, it reads, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you," then it says, "the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you." Notice that it says, seven nations greater and mightier than you. "And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them." It says, "You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them." So the Bible, what happens when you dedicate yourself to the Lord? There's no doubt that the Bible teaches, church. God says, "When the Lord God brings you into the land which you go to possess." So they were going to possess regardless. They were going to possess, amen, the land. And he says, "and has cast out many nations before you." But notice what the Bible says in verse 2. He says, "and when the Lord God delivers them over to you." How many know that God is a deliverer? Amen. God is a deliverer. And everywhere in the Bible, you're going to find out that God delivers. Amen. God delivers the way he wants to deliver. Amen. He could do it express. He could do it UPS style. FedEx. Well, I better keep to the UPS because there's a UPS. Amen right here, man. Sorry about that, brother. Amen. But God is a God of deliver. He's a deliverer. God comes through, God delivers. And church, we need to understand that we serve a God who is faithful and God fulfills. And if he says, "you know what, I'm going to deliver you," he's going to deliver. So I want you to get that this morning, that God is a deliverer. And he says, God delivers them over to you. And not only is he going to deliver to you, but the Bible says you and I are going to conquer them. We're going to conquer. How many know we're conquerors? Amen. We are more than conquerors, church. We are more than conquerors. Just follow me through. Look at verse 3. He says, but before that, as he says in verse 2, he says, you're going to conquer. And not only are you going to conquer, he says, you're going to destroy. Amen? You're going to destroy. How many know that when God tells you to destroy something, destroy it? Get rid of it. Amen? This morning, I don't know if there's anything that you must destroy in your life, but God, he says it clearly. He says, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. And he says, whenever you get there, he says, to that land, he says, you're going to do all that. But then he says, you shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Now, look at verse 3. I want you to understand, church, that God chose you. God picked you. Amen. You are a special people, the Bible says. The Bible says that you are a chosen generation. Amen. You are unique. God chose you. Amen. And when God chose you, he now gives you, he gives you and I an order of what to do. That's why I named the message, when you dedicate yourself to the Lord, great things happen. Good things happen. And he says in verse 3, he says, the New Living Translation says it this way, you must not intermarry with them. And show them no mercy. But wait, it goes on. Do not let your daughters and son marry their sons and daughters. You know how important it is, church? Who you hook up with? Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. They're not going to think the way you think. Amen. They're not going to go with the flow that you go. Amen. You're going to want to pray. They're not going to want to pray. You're going to want church. They might not want to go to church. Are you hearing me, church? It's staying quiet. Amen. You might want to live a holy life. They're not going to want to live a holy life. But notice what God tells them. He says, hey, he says, I picked you. I chose you. I'm giving you to possess the land. I'm giving you everything that you need. But he says, but I want you to do this. And then he says also, notice what he says. He says, there's a reason why he tells them, hey, he says, do not let your daughters and son marry their sons and daughters. He says, why? He says, for they will lead your children, here he goes, from me to worship other gods. People don't believe that, church, but little by little, if you're not strong in your relationship with God, little by little, someone who doesn't think the way you think will draw you little by little away from God. It's in the Bible. It says right there, he says, for they will lead your children away from me. From who? From God. He says, and not only that, are they going to be led away, but it says, but worship other gods. You know, have you noticed? And I'm not criticizing nobody. I'm not judging nobody. But notice, it's real now, you know, these times. It's real common. You remember what I'm going to say, church? It's very common. Again, you got someone that he's a Christian, wants Jesus, serve Jesus. Then you got the other one has a different belief. It could be a Mormon. It could be a Jehovah's Witness. Or maybe he doesn't even believe in God. Are you hearing me, church? And so what happens, it causes problems. Oh, hallelujah. Amen? So, church, it's so simple. Just obey God. Obey the word of God. Oh, it will make life easier. Amen? Find someone or believe, better yet say, believe God for someone who believes the way you believe. Amen? Because if not, maybe, and it happens, you walk away from serving God, Christianity. And many times you don't even serve God anymore. Or maybe you start believing the other side of what they believe. Amen? But it's very important, church, hear me, that you trust God, that you believe God, that God promises. And God is faithful, church. Don't ever forget that. God is faithful. You honor God, God will honor you. You say, Lord, here I am, Lord, I'm waiting on you. I believe your word, and I thank you. God will do it. Look what the Bible says. Look what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Don't team up with someone who's an unbeliever. Team up with the believer. It's like asking you, who's on your team? Who's with you? And Paul, he says, hey, don't do that. And he tells us why. He says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ? Oh, this is heavy. What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? Hallelujah. And he says in verse 4, so the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. Now, I know this is the old covenant, it's the Old Testament. Maybe he's not going to destroy you, but I'll tell you what. Life will be hard. It will be hard, church. Amen? It will be hard. So now, you just got to believe God. You got to believe God. And he says in verse 5, but thus you shall deal with them. He says, you shall destroy their altars and break down their sacred pillars and cut down their wooden images and burn their carved images with fire. Church, listen. Destroy whatever you got to destroy. What's hindering in your life to get closer or draw closer to God? What's in the way? What do you need to get rid of? What do you need to destroy? What do you need to cut? What do you need to break? He says, cut down their wooden images. Anything, church, that you need to destroy, destroy it. You want God? You want the blessing of God on your life? You want to dedicate yourself to God? You want God? You want to see God's blessing on your life, your future marriage, your children, your finances? Destroy what you got to destroy and dedicate yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Give yourself to God. Surrender yourself to the Lord. And watch what God will do with you. Watch how God will bless you abundantly. Watch how God will prosper you. Watch what God will do, what, you know, no man was able to do. God was the only one able to do it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, hey, don't get upset. Just smile. God is good. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, just say, you know what? My future husband is coming. My future woman is coming. Amen. And guess what? They're going to be on fire for Jesus. They're going to love Jesus. They're going to serve Jesus. And he tells them, destroy, burn, do whatever you got to do, but do it. And he says in verse 6, for you are holy people. Let me tell you something. You are a holy people. through the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been set apart. You are sanctified. You are justified and soon to be glorified when we meet our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, for you are holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you. Think about that. God chose you. He chose you. He says to be a people for himself. And he says a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. See, that's why, church, you got to believe what God says about you. Your image has to change. You are a special treasure. How many believe that, church? You are a treasure. Amen. You're special. You're gifted. God's favor is on your life. You're not a nobody. You're not just anybody. You might look like everybody, but you're not like everybody. God chose you. God bless you. God anointed you. That's why. Don't lower your standards. Low. Walk like a queen. Walk like a king. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe God. Believe God. Yeah, you better take it in, Eddie. Hallelujah. And he says, I love it because look how God works. He says in verse 7, the Lord did not set his love on you, nor did he choose you because you were more numerous in number than any other people. He says, for you were the least of the peoples, but because the Lord loves you. Church, come on. God loves you. Amen? I mean, think about it. If God loves you, He cares for you. You're special to him. Christ died for you on the cross. He shed his blood for you. He took your place and my place. He took those stripes on his back. Amen. He shed his blood for you and for me. Amen. He paid a big price for you. That's why would you lower your standard? Believe God for the best. Believe God, amen, that great things are coming your way. That you are different. You are unique. You are peculiar. You are different. God chose you. Amen. The old man has died. You are a new creation. You're not the same no more. And a matter of fact, God is changing you right now. He's changing you more and more. Better, better. We're going from glory to glory. We're just going up and up. Amen. We're not going down. We're not going backwards. We're going forward. Amen. Why? Because God is good. God is good. God is great. And if you believe it, give the Lord a praise, a clap offering this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he says, you know, it's not the number. It's just, church, that he loves you. And it's about your dedication to the Lord. It's your dedication to the Lord. And he says, look what he tells them. The Lord has brought you out. See, church, don't forget. He says, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand. And redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Who did it? God did. God, aren't you grateful that God set you free? That God delivered you from a life of sinning? God took us out of darkness. Amen. God, he did it. He did it for you. Amen. And he's reminding them because there's times, church, we need to be reminded. where God took you up from. Think about your life 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, where you were at. You were lost. I was lost. We were blind, but praise God, now we see. Amen. God set us free. God took us out of the house of bondage. I mean, we were oppressed. We were depressed. We were in darkness. We were empty. We were lost. There was no hope. But praise God that one day the good news landed on you and landed on me. And we repented of our sins. And we cried out and we called upon the name of Jesus. And he says, therefore know. See, you got to know, church. And if you don't know, you got to know. Get to know him. Church, hear me. Get to know him. Go deep with them. Talk to him. He says, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God. And he says, the faithful God. Church, you're not serving just anybody. You're not serving a nobody. You're talking about the living God, the creator of heaven and earth. And the Bible says that he's a faithful God. I mean, how many people have failed you? Amen. How many people have been unfaithful to you? But praise God that you and I serve a faithful God. Amen. He's never going to let you down. He will always be there. He will always be around you. He will always pick you up. He will always lift you up. He will always bring comfort to you. He will always do what he needs to do, what is best for you. He's faithful. Amen. God is faithful. And you got to know that, church. God is faithful. You got to believe the promises of God. You got to believe the word of God, that God is faithful. Even when all hell comes against you, even when you're losing things or things seems like it's just getting bad or worse, you got to remember, you got to know that God is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. You got to know, church, he's faithful. Hallelujah. No one's faithful like him. He's faithful. He will always be faithful. Hallelujah. That's why we lean on him. That's why we surrender to him. That's the reason why we go to him. That's the reason why we cast our cares upon him, because he cares for you. He's faithful. That's why we said, Lord, we need you, because he's faithful. He always shows up. He always comes through. He always surprises you. Amen. He always does what only he can do. What man can do no more, when man couldn't do it no more, when man failed you, God is still faithful. Church, he's faithful. Amen. You got to believe, you got to stand on the word of God. Every morning you got to say, God, you're faithful. I might not feel it, I might not see it. Things are happening, but all I know is that the word of God says that you are faithful, Lord. And he says, he is God. Look what he says. Look what the Bible says, church. He says, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy. Look what he says. For 1,000 generations. Wow. Just as God was faithful to them, God is faithful to you right now, church. And it's a fact, because the Bible says that we live under the new covenant. And the Bible says with better promises. Better promises. Did you know that? Under the new covenant, under the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that there are better promises. So, I mean, think about that. If he is saying, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Now look what the Bible says also. I'm going to go a little bit forward. Verse 12. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments. What does it say? Because you listen. He says, and keep and do them. See, let me tell you something, church. You got to do it. Amen. Like this morning, praise God. Maybe the Lord is, you know, speaking to you. He's touching you. But see, how many know that after the service, as a matter of fact, right now, there's homework to do. We have to go now and do it. Live it. Believe God. And say, Lord, you say that you're faithful. I'm special. You chose me. I'm going to believe it. And see, don't forget, church, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Don't ever forget that, church. It might be bad on the outside. It might not even make sense. You might even be thinking, you know what? I've been serving God and this is happening. This is surrounding me. We live by faith and not by sight. Believe the word of God. Amen. And it's very important, church. It's very important that you believe that we walk by faith. And he says that when we do that, look what he says, verse 13. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. Man, can't get better than that. To know that God loves you, number one. Number two, he's going to bless you and he's going to multiply you. And he says, he will also bless, look what he says, he will also bless the fruit of your womb. And the fruit of your land. How many women here want your womb, the fruit of the womb, to be blessed? Your land to be blessed. Your hood to be blessed. Got to bring it down so you can understand me. Amen? You got to believe. My block where I live is blessed because I serve God. Hallelujah. My workplace is blessed because I serve God. Amen? Don't get that, you know, that little, that thought always being negative and complaining and blaming everybody. No, church. You say every morning, I'm blessed. My family is blessed. My workplace is blessed. Why? Because of the grace of God. Because I serve the Almighty God. I serve Jesus. I serve Jesus. And you got to believe that the favor of God is on your life. Amen? That the blessing of God is on your life. People don't believe that. Oh, it's just another day. You know, and if you do get blessed, you say, well, it's just a coincidence. How many know we don't live by luck? God's children, we don't live by luck. And we don't live by coincidence. We live by God's divine timing. Every day. Every day. You got to believe the word of God. It don't matter, church. It doesn't matter if you're having a hard time in your finances. It doesn't matter if you're having trouble in your marriage, your children, whatever. You got to believe the word of God. And let me tell you something. It's much better to believe God and his promises than to say anything that is out of the will of God. You got, let me tell you something. You got women talking bad about their husbands. And my husband this. Who, you better chill. You're blessed because of your husband. Especially if he works. Don't ever, and same thing with women, don't ever speak bad about your women. Don't ever speak bad about your husband. Matter of fact, show him off. Oh, you didn't like that one, huh? Show him off. Hey, I'm blessed with my husband. Hey, just because you have little issues at home, that doesn't mean you got the right to tell everybody, oh, my husband is this, this, and that. Honor him, exactly. Because at the end of the day, he's the breadwinner. Hallelujah. I could assure you, if he'll give you the boot, you'll change. You ain't gonna like it. It's quiet. Crickets. You will never hear me speak bad about my wife. But I will never exaggerate either. Because there's people that exaggerate and it's not even true. Quit lying. There's people exaggerate. Oh, my husband is this and that. And then on social media, you put something else. Which one is it? The live one or the social media? Which one is it? Keep it real. And I don't expect my wife to exaggerate either. Tell it like Aaron Neville said, tell it like it is. Hey, chill. No se van en el viaje. Tell it like it is. All right, I don't know why I went in there, but let's continue. Look what it says. He will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain. Look what he's saying. He's going to bless your grain. How many want your food blessed? Hallelujah. That way you don't have to be calling it in the church. Oh, I got food poisoned. Pastor, you know, I ain't coming today. Turn to your neighbor. I think they saw you. All right, forget about that. Let's go. He says, and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle, even your animals will be blessed. How many got cats, dogs? They're going to be blessed too. He says, and the offspring of your flock in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed. Look, church. You shall be blessed above all peoples. You ought to be blessed above everybody else. Who's that everybody else? Everyone else that does not have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I know some of you, this is hard to swallow, but it's a truth that the Bible teaches. You're not like the world. And we're not saying that we reject the world, because God has called us to tell everyone, the whole earth, the people, to tell them about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. They need a Savior. Amen. People who do not have Jesus, we are called to love sinners. Don't matter who they are. Don't matter their lifestyle, what the way they're living right now. We're called to love them. But now that you serve God, you ought to live a blessed life. How many believe that? You're different. You're from a different cloth. Amen? And you got to believe God. You're not like everybody else. At one time we were, but not anymore. Not anymore. Are you guys with me? And he says, don't look at your time, chill. He says, you shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or a female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Who are those who don't want nothing with God? Also, you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eyes shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. Verse 17. Are you with me? If you should say in your heart, look what he says. If you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispose them? Look what he says. You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember well. Look what he says. You shall remember well. Don't be the church. Let me tell you something. Don't be afraid about anything. I don't know what it is this morning. This word is for you. Whatever you're afraid of, the future or whatever it is, he's saying, you shall not be afraid of them. He says, but what do we do? Then he says, but you shall remember well. Church, remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. Don't ever forget, church, what God did to Satan on the cross of Calvary. He left them powerless. Did you know that? You know that the only thing that Satan does is deceive. He tries to deceive God's children. He wants you to believe that he's still powerful. But the Bible says that he's been destroyed. Amen? That's why he'll do whatever he'll try to do over your life. And he'll try to deceive you to think that he's more powerful. But let me remind you, church. He is not. He lost. He lost on Calvary. Even when he was on the cross. Amen? The Bible says that Jesus Christ destroyed him. Amen? So don't believe the lie, church. Don't believe the lie. You are a victor. You are a blessing. You are an overcomer. You're a son and a daughter of God. Amen? And your children, they will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? It's not over yet. He's a deceiver. But see, we believe the word of God. We believe the power of the word of God. And the word of God is truth. It's not a lie. Amen? And the truth shall set you free. He's powerless. And that's why he messes with your mind 24 hours. That it's impossible. It's not going to happen. Forget about it. Don't pray no more. What do you pray for? Don't go to church. Don't live a holy life. He messes with you. He's a deceiver. But guess what? You got to believe that you have weapons. You have weapons. You have the armor of God. You have the power of prayer. You have the power of the word of God. Amen. You got the weapons. Hallelujah. So every day, church, you got to believe God. Every day, you got to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Every day, you got to believe the word and remember the word of God. Greater is he who's in me who is out in the world. Every day you got to remember the word of God, what God said. God is with me. He's not just with me on Sunday morning. He's with me Monday through Sunday. God is with me every day of the week. And he starts talking about what all the wonders, everything that God did. And he says, by which the Lord your God brought you out. He says, and then he says, moreover, the Lord your God will send a hornet among them until those who are left who hide themselves from you are destroyed. And he says, you shall not be afraid or terrified for the Lord your God. Look what he says. The Lord your God. See, church, you got to get this picture. He says, and the Lord your God. He says, the great an awesome God. Number one, he is what? That's on verse 20, 21. He's the Lord your God. Number one, he's the Lord. Church, let me put it simply. He's the owner. God's the owner. He's the owner of your life. You got to remember that, church. He's the one that calls the shots. He's the driver, not you. Get on the passenger side. Let him drive your life. God is your Lord God. He's number one. Amen. What did Jesus say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he says, for the Lord your God, number one, then he says, the great and awesome God. God is great, church. God is awesome. I don't care what these people get that, oh, serving God is boring. Or, and I'll go as far as church is boring. Where do you get that from? God is great, the Bible says, and he says, and God is awesome. Now, I'm not talking about Frosted Flakes. He's great. God is great. Frosted Flakes got too much sugar. But notice what he says. Notice what he says. And he says, is, look what he says, among you. That great and awesome God, the Bible says, he's among you. He's here right now. When you get on your vehicle, he's right there with you. When you get home, God is with you. He's among you. So stop believing the lie that God left you, that he's not with you. And if you know that he's with you, worship him. Bless him. Give him thanks for all the goodness, for everything that God has done in your life. Think about it. If he's among us, worship him. Say, Lord, you are good. I thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my family. Father, I bless you. I praise you. Because regardless of what I'm going through, you are still God and you are good. You are awesome. There is no one like you. You are the best. You are number one. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the creator of heaven and earth. You're the God of the lily of the valleys. See, you got to be aware, church, that he's with you. He's among you. And listen, even in your hardest moments, he's among you. Let me tell you something, church. Just because you're facing something and it seems like nothing's happening, that doesn't mean that victory is not yours. Victory is already yours. Did you hear me? Victory is already yours. But what happens is, this is what happens. When it gets hard, it gets tough. When it seems that things are just getting greater. You know what we think? This is the lie of the devil. God forgot about me. I lost. Things are not going to change. And what happens? People start believing. What happens? People start packing up and they leave. Church, that's just a sign. When it gets that way, it's a sign that God's among you. Amen? It's a sign that you got to believe that. You got to move forward. And if God says that he's going to give you victory, he's going to give you victory. When he told them, hey, go possess the land, it's because God had already given them the land. And I'm going to read you one more scripture and I'm done in that passage. Hear me what I'm going to say, church. That doesn't mean that God forgot about you. It doesn't mean that God's not with you. It doesn't mean that, you know, you quit. It just means that the greater whatever you're facing, the greater God becomes. But the key is not to give up. The key is to persevere. The key is to break through. Is to push forward. Amen? It's to walk by faith. I gave this little illustration. See, God, he does it. God, let me put it this way. Let me change it up. God already did it. The blessing's already yours, church. Hear me. The blessing's already yours. The victory is already yours. You just got to believe and push forward. And let me read you this one scripture and I'm done. Look at verse 21. And then I'm going to read 22 and I'm done. You shall not be terrified of who? Of them. So whatever you face, church, don't be terrified. For the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. Look at verse 22. This is powerful. And the Lord your God will drive out those nations. Before you. Look what he says. Little by little. Do you believe that? In other words, something is happening. Every day you got to stand in faith and say, you know what? Something's happening. The Bible says, and the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you, little by little. And then he says, you will be unable. Look what he says. You will be unable to destroy them at once. See, that's what we want. We want like if a magician, abacadabra, and then it's not there no more. But he says, before you, little by little, you will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Or the New Living Translation says, you will not clear them away at once, otherwise the wild animals will multiply too quickly for you. But look what he says. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you. See, let me tell you something. God already did it, and God is doing it. But see, now you got to put your part. And like he says, but the Lord your God will deliver them over to you and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed. But notice the key word. Your God will deliver them over to you. And he says, little by little. So right now, church, you got to believe that something's happening. Something great is happening. I could see it. It's a new day. I could see God is handling business. Little by little, we're moving forward. Hallelujah. And in the meantime, hear me, church, in the meantime, celebrate where you're at. Celebrate where you are. Be thankful. Look around what you have. Be thankful for what you still have. Celebrate in the meantime. But little by little, God is handling business. God is doing awesome things. How many believe it? God is doing beautiful things little by little. And that's a blessing. Let me tell you why. Because it gives you momentum to keep believing God. But see, the problem, that's why many times, you've heard this many times, that we live in times of the microwave age. We want everything quick and everything done like this. But see, I don't think that's, many times that's not good for us. Because we're going to think we always, you know, oh, we always get it right. See, I told you. But see, God knows how to keep us humble. God knows how to keep us to still hunger for God, to believe God, to pray, to believe his word. And little by little, as long as you don't give up, because church, victory is already yours, the blessing's already yours. You just got to move forward. And God begins to clear the path. And when you least expect it, the blessing will be there, church. I said the blessing will be there. What you've been believing God for, God's going to do it this year. God's going to do it. Why? Because you never gave up. You didn't give up. You're still walking forward. Little by little, you're moving forward. You still praise God. You celebrate where you are right now. Amen. You still pray. You're still thankful. You're still good. You're still loving on people. Celebrate in the meantime. See yourself. Or whatever you're believing God for, see it the way you want to see it. I see my ministry growing. I see my finances growing. I see my marriage better. I see my children serving God, raising up their hands up to heaven, giving thanks that because God did a miracle among him or among her. Believe it. Celebrate right now. And little by little, God is doing. Please stand, church.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.